Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. I am your host, Adrian Colbo, live in studio today with a good friend, Sam Burrish with Food Truck Fridays. Welcome, Sam.
Hey, happy Friday, Adrian.
Happy Friday to you as well. And as we're on air right now, Food Truck Fridays is going on downtown Sioux City.
That's right, at Pearl Street Park, 7th and Pearl. Come on down. It's bustling with activity and it's a gorgeous day.
Got a lot of food vendors out there, and talk a little bit, or just describe the event for those that have yet to make it down there to downtown Sioux City for this event.
We're in the fourth season, and this started out as a quality of life project to promote food culture and entrepreneurship in an event at our downtown district. So it's really been incredible to see how it's grown over the past several years. Food trucks from across the region meet up in one place, truly a destination event, something for everyone, food choices across the spectrum. You truly see the entire community turn out. You see business people who work downtown. You see families, you see children, you see truly the whole community turns out. And it's just a festive way to enjoy lunch outside in a new, beautiful park and just enjoy a great sense of community.
Yeah, what a high quality event. I mean, it's really kind of taken off. It started off with maybe having 5 to 10 food trucks and different vendors, and certainly the popularity of the event has spurred new businesses even coming into an existence, right?
The food truck scene has grown in part because of the event, but also beyond the event, which was totally a goal. And so you've got a lot of people who are getting into being owners and operators of food trucks, who maybe had an existing food truck and they've upgraded that truck or added a second truck to their business. So it's really grown the local and regional food truck scene along with the event growing itself. So we've got a record number of trucks on our roster for this season. We've got almost 30 trucks now. On any given week, you'll see about a dozen. Some trucks are very consistent. Other trucks kind of duck in and out from week to week. So, you know, the trucks that you know and love, you'll be able to see those. But then also there's that variety that changes up each week.
And each week, Friday from 11 to 1:30.
That's right. At the new Pearl Street Park, downtown 7th and Pearl, we encourage folks, if you're arriving by car, to use one of the city parking ramps nearby. Take advantage of that first free hour of parking. Really makes it an easy way to get to the event, and you don't have to pay for parking.
Yeah, and the event has always been kind of, it kicks off right at the end of school, right? And so a lot of families coming out and bringing kids that are, you know, that are out of school for the day. It becomes a family event, but also you spoke a little bit about it being a quality of life event. A lot of tourism happening as a result of this.
Absolutely. We get people who message our Facebook page that they're, you know, maybe driving in from Storm Lake, for an example, you know, and they're requesting information about the event. So we know it is truly a regional event, both because of people who tell us that they drove into town for it, and then also for food trucks that may not be based out of Sioux City that make a point of coming to this event. So we're getting the most popular trucks across the region all in one place together each Friday.
Wow. It's so cool to hear that. And with tourism comes some support as well, right? So the city has stepped in, and what are some changes this year? What are some improvements to the area that have happened as a result of its popularity?
Food Truck Fridays is a great example of a successful public-private partnership. So the main organizations involved are Downtown Partners Sioux City, the city of Sioux City, and then also Siouxland Public Media. And then we also have some corporate sponsors that cover hard costs of organizing the event. And then myself and my co-organizer, David Brockshus, volunteer our time to help connect all the dots and make the pieces come together. So it's really incredible that, you know, when you combine all of these organizations and business support, you can truly create something larger than the sum of its parts. Mm. And so this event is an example of that. So getting back to the idea of what's new and what's different this year, both the city of Sioux City and downtown partners have increased their support because they want to see this be a long-term sustainable event for the community. So one of the big points of feedback we had from last season was people wanting more seating in the park and more access to shade, especially now that we're getting into, you know, some of the warmer days. So there are more umbrellas in the park, both for the permanent picnic tables, and then the city also has set up additional seating. It's just been incredible to see that. And Downtown Partners has also increased their commitment. So we're able to, provide more of an experience and more of a produced event in addition to having more trucks and more new trucks this season.
And in the infancy, or I keep saying that word, but, you know, when it first began, I helped out on a couple of these through Sioux City Growth Organization. And so when you talk about it being a little bit more of a production, is there just more branding associated with it now? And is it getting the word out more on social media and kind of creating a buzz around the event?
It's been really great of how the event has grown organically. Timing is very important. And so the idea came along at the right time. And so that, you know, I'll attribute a lot of the growth and a lot of the success to just being at the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, thanks to our corporate sponsors, we've been able to do a large amount of promotion, both online through social media and through partnerships, including Siouxland Public Media, that help get the message out, you know, with underwriting support. So we're hoping to reach everyone in the community and truly make it a community event.
So talk a little bit more about the idea of, having a new event, creating a new event in Sioux City, and then hopefully driving that towards being, beyond just a weekend event, or even just part of a culture that is beyond just a summer event.
Absolutely. So one of the things that will kick in about midway through the season, we'll have live music. And that's really cool because it'll showcase local artists. Is something that we tried out last season. The response was excellent. And it just kind of a neat little enhancement to the event. And so we're excited to offer that again this year. And then just the whole idea that the food truck scene has grown. And so if you're not able to make it to, you know, one of the Friday food truck Fridays over the lunch hour, a lot of these trucks set up and serve at different locations independently. Many move around. Many have like their spot. You know, it's a spot you can always find them. There's ones that also vend at the farmer's market. So we see it as a collaboration and just creating a lot of synergy in the community. And I think the number of new trucks and the existing owners and operators expanding their business is really a testament to growing that culture. And it's been incredible to see that both at Food Truck Fridays, but also, you know, in the Siouxland region.
I think that it really has been so successful in kind of creating the culture. Partly I think in Sioux City, it also can be attributed to the farmers market as well. That entrepreneurial mindset of we have a distribution channel in Sioux City now for multiple different types of artisans and people that are creating food products and crafts and things like that. Places for them to go vend and sell their products.
Absolutely. And, we're huge fans of the farmer's market. So we fully support food trucks vending at the farmer's market. And we've also another idea that the food truck scene and culture is growing is on the business side of it. So we actually get numerous requests all year round for companies that are hosting employee appreciation events or customer appreciation events, private parties, things like that. And they want a food truck or several food trucks to show up at their location. And they got the idea that, you know, that's a viable option because of Food Truck Fridays. And they're reaching out and, you know, they want to be connected with these trucks. And that's really increased food truck access And like you said, Adrian, you know, built in that channel where it's kind of formalizing that, yes, this is a thing and there's an outlet for this to happen.
What an amazing thing to know that living in Sioux City, if you have an idea, you've got multiple places where you can kind of launch that idea and really put it to the test. Today on the program, for those just tuning in, I'm sitting down with Sam Burrish. He's one of the volunteer organizers of Food Truck Fridays, along with David Brockshus. And we're talking about this event happening right now, actually. We are live on air. It's happening right now downtown Sioux City on Pearl Street, right across the street at Pearl Street Park, right across the street from the Launchpad Children's Museum. So back to food. Let's talk a little bit about what types of food are present there and what kind of great ideas community members have had for food trucks.
Yeah, so as you're walking up to the park, just the aroma in the air is incredible. You might get that smoky aroma of barbecue. Mm. We are blessed in this community with an abundance of wonderful Mexican food choices. We've also got modern American choices, fun foods, like fair-type foods, Asian, also beverage and other options such as fresh made from fruit juices, ice cream, stir fry. So truly spans the culinary spectrum. And, you know, there's different trucks each week. So if there's ones that you know and love, you know, you can check out the menus that we post ahead of time on Facebook, kind of figure out what sounds good to you. Or, you know, if you want to be pleasantly surprised, just walk into the park with, you know, no expectations and see what catches your eye or what aroma leads you in a certain direction.
Can set up your own four-course meal and kind of and do your own fusion of different types of cuisine.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, with record numbers of vendors this year, tell us about volunteer opportunities and what are the needs there?
Absolutely. So the event is entirely organized by volunteers. I'm a volunteer. My co-organizer, David Brockshus, volunteers all his time as well. So if you're interested in getting involved and interested in seeing this event grow and thrive, please send us a message on Facebook. We've got a lot of different volunteer opportunities, both on the front end with promotion and outreach, and then also on the back end with operations and logistics. So there's a lot of opportunities based on what interests you and what level of involvement you know you're interested in as well. I do have to give a shout out to the Mayor's Youth Commission. So we have a number of high school students that are assisting us this summer, getting volunteer hours. So that's another example of adding another community partnership and another touch point to help make the event stronger.
And if folks are interested in volunteering, what's the best way to get in touch?
You can send us a message on Facebook. Our page is Sioux City Food Truck Fridays, or you can give me a call. My number is 712-266-6452. Again, that's 266-6452. And be happy to talk and see what sounds like a good fit.
And I imagine that contact info is good for those that are interested in partnership, sponsorship. So if you're listening to this and you're a local business or you want to get involved in that way, I'm sure that you'd be happy to receive those calls as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Well, for Food Truck Fridays, Sam, thanks so much for coming on the program today. Give everyone the skinny one last time in terms of when it the hours of operation and when it runs and all that stuff.
Every Friday this summer through August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the new Pearl Street Park, 7th and Pearl downtown across from the Launchpad Children's Museum. You can find menus before the event posted on our Facebook page at Sioux City Food Truck Fridays. And if you'd like to get in touch with us about volunteering, sponsoring, partnership, or even having food trucks at your event, just send us a message on the Facebook page and we'll be happy to talk with you.
Awesome. Well, Sam, so much fun always to have you on the program. Thanks for coming on today and best of luck with the event.
Thank you, Adrian.
Awesome. Well, here for Siouxland Public Media, my name is Adrian Colbeau, and this has been Food for Thought. We have this program every Friday, just a little bit after the news, about 12:10. Be sure to tune in. If you have an idea for a show, please hit me up. You can find me on Facebook as well. And until next time, we will see you.